Lesson 6, Part 2. The flight attendant led him to the cockpit. The door was jammed. Together they pushed it open. The captain was lying unconscious behind the door. The co-pilot was slumped across the controls, and the engineer was trying to revive him. The doctor quickly examined the two men. "Can you land the plane?" the doctor asked the engineer. "Me? No, I'm not a pilot. We've got to revive them," he replied. "The plane's on automatic pilot. We're okay for a couple of hours." "They could be out for a long time," said the doctor. "I'd better contact ground control," said the engineer. "Maybe you should make an announcement and try to find out if there's a pilot on board," the doctor suggested. "We can't do that," the flight attendant said. "It'll cause a general panic." Suddenly she remembered something. One of the passengers, I overheard him saying that he'd been a pilot. I'll get him. She found the man and asked him to come to the galley. "Didn't you say you used to be a pilot?" she asked. "Yes. Why?" She led him to the cockpit. They explained the situation to him. "You mean you want me to fly the plane?" he asked. "You must be joking. I was a pilot, but I flew single-engined fighter planes, and that was 15 years ago. This thing's got 4 engines. Isn't there anybody else?" he asked. "I'm afraid not," said the flight attendant. The man sat down at the controls. His hands were shaking slightly. The engineer connected him to air traffic control. They told him to keep flying on automatic pilot toward Anchorage and wait for further instructions from an experienced pilot. An hour later, the lights of Anchorage appeared on the horizon. He could see the lights of the runway shining brightly by a lake. Air traffic control told him to keep circling until the fuel gauge registered almost empty. This gave him a chance to get used to handling the controls.